Yo, so there's been another edition of F Your Mother. By the time you hear this shit, this will be the aftermath of the Washington, D.C. Capitol Hill riots slash bunch of rednecks storm the Capitol. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to title this episode. It'll probably be Redneck Storm the State Capitol. But I should have probably did one when shit was happening yesterday. I've been busy. Not only that, I wanted to see if other developments would happen. I wanted to see if people would get charged. I wanted to see if more people get shot. So I kind of like waited, held back. I could have done one as soon as the shit ended, but some shit might have happened. As it stands, no one has been arrested. They say four people have been shot, but I only see one person, a white woman from, I think, California, which is also a testament to white supremacy and how cowardice they are, right? Like, I'm kind of torn in the middle between the riots because I believe a lot of shit has been happening to which people should be rioting and protesting and revolting and running up in the Capitol building, right? But on the other hand, it looks like out of all those white men that got there and jumped over barricades and pushed through police, they shot the woman, right? It wasn't even like it was a reflex. They saw that bitch jump up and try to climb through the door. So it just looks like sucker shit. Like they intentionally tried to kill a woman. Which I try to tell white people all the time, right? Black people and white women are motherfucking oppressed. And maybe Mexicans. But I mean, I guess I should have known that, you know, they would have shot her, but it just seems kind of ironic. But in other events, right, Donald Trump is being criticized for it, of course, because people are saying that he instigated it. I don't really follow that train of thought. I'm not one of those people that believe that somebody can influence you to do something that you weren't already gonna do, right? Like, those people were hell-bent on coming from other states. You know what I'm saying? As it stands, that woman came from California, I think. Don't quote me on it, but there's video footage of her talking about Gavin Newsom and several other politicians in the state of California. So I'm gonna go with the notion that she's from California. But then I'm seeing black folks talk about if that was black people, niggas would have got shot, beat up, all types of monkey shit by the police. I'm not surprised. Like, it's like all these niggas that's running around that are delusional, right? The niggas that believe that we're all Americans. There's no difference between black people and white people. There's a big difference, right? You can't do what white people do, unfortunately. The white government view black people as more of a threat than white people, even though white people are more of a threat than black people. But I was telling a lady friend of mine the other day, like, America's majority white. So you didn't think they was really going to kill, you know, the populace of the country that is the majority, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's right. I think if they got bullets for us protesting and marching and shit, they should have rubber bullets for white rednecks storming the Capitol, right? However, while I'm in favor of black people having equal rights and actually pitching a bitch about police brutality, like, black people need to be like these white people storming the Capitols, right? Then all those bullets and or rubber bullets and harsh police brutality at protests would actually be, like, it would make more sense, right? We'd actually be trying to fight something. But, you know, in a state of America, Negroes want to do everything but fight, right? So being a cynic that I am, right, and this is a cynical podcast, if you marching and shit for police brutality and not getting brutal back with the powers that be, you need your ass kicked, right? It ain't right, it ain't wrong. Like, it's just, if somebody's beating up your group of people, you shouldn't be out there just walking the fuck around with picket signs. You should be blasting niggas, right? That's just the train of thought that I have. Now, a lot of fuck shit has been happening with the government, whether it's them giving us $600 over the course of, after a course of 10 months going by and people losing funds. I think those white people are well within the right reins of actually going up and storming the Capitol. What I will say is that the senators and Congress people that were in D.C. are lucky that's all they're doing. If it was me, I'd go there with guns and I'd be shooting motherfuckers, right? Because we've done too much talking. The era of talking and trying to be diplomatic, it's not working. And obviously, these politicians either don't give a fuck or they don't understand English, which I don't think it's the latter, right? They don't give a fuck. So when people start, like, disregarding your well-being, I believe you should, like it's time to go to some type of conflict. I'm not going to say necessarily war, but it should at least be conflict. So I actually applaud all those people that stormed the Capitol. As a black man, I'm actually looking forward to more white people storming the Capitol, because it seems like black people ain't gonna do it. It seems like that my group of people are only gonna draw comparisons to what the fuck white people do and not actually do what the fuck white people are doing, which is, like, I don't think niggas should actually be storming the Capitol per se. But you should probably be shooting some shit. Like, the time of talking is over with. This is how I feel about shit, right? But that's an extreme approach. And most people, they not hardwired like me. Like, I believe in stopping a motherfucker with... I believe stopping force with force. Not marching and pleading and voting. I mean, because if history has taught us anything, that shit doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? You got cowards like John Lewis and several other people in Congress talking about voting like that's ever done anything. Hell, if that did anything, they wouldn't have to protest and riot during the civil rights. I'm just saying. But yeah, it looks like a shit show. Who knows? Donald Trump is probably going to be held liable somehow after the election or after he leaves office. Iran is already talking about putting out a warrant for his arrest. Facebook has already banned him off of IG and, or Mark Zuckerberg has already banned him from IG and Facebook. So who knows, man? He might be charged with a crime, or he might be assassinated after he goes out of office and tries to travel overseas. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if one day you looked up and Donald Trump's private air jet or airplane was blown up, right? Mysteriously, or he walked out of Trump Towers and a motherfucker blasted him with a shotgun. This is America. All types of wild shit can happen. Who knows? Anyways, that's all I got to say about it. I mean, of course, everybody's following it. You see the memes and shit. In the words of one of Jay-Z's most famous songs, what more can I say? I don't think there's really nothing left for me to say. Y'all been watching TV, so y'all see it. I hope anybody that listens to my podcast didn't expect me to speak out against the white rednecks that stormed the Capitol, right? If you did, you've been sorely mistaken. In any event, that's just been my thoughts, ideals, and opinions on that. If you like this episode and want to reach out, listen to previous episodes and it'll show you how to. And if you believe that those people shouldn't have stormed the Capitol and they're terrorists and all this bullshit, I'm not even going to say F your mother, right? You entitled to your opinion. One.